This is Breakfast with Darren.
This guy just spoke about in his sports bulletin. That red
button. Go for it, Chief.
You and Sky, just, yeah. You and Jeffrey and your back.
No. I'm too angry to even think properly.
So why are you so angry about this? I remember when the LIV Golf tournament came out and I was outraged. I was like, come on, guys, you must be seeing through this. It's called sports washing.
Yes.
Human rights abuses are being ignored. Imagine you can get away with any crime and then you just throw money at it and you just wash the whole story away.
Yeah.
No, we can't live in that world. We can't live in the world where might is right. We live in a world where if your neighbors see that there is an injustice occurring, they speak up and they do something and they behave.
Yes.
What you don't do is join the neighbors' WhatsApp group in the endeavor to gloss over and brush under a carpet transgressions that might be occurring, especially when they're human rights.
Yeah.
And agreed. Also, yeah. We need to break the silence there, right?
But now,
if I'm hearing the conversation correct with you and Sky and LIV Golf.
Well, hang on. This is the biggest. There's so much money in this, and it's broadcast around the world. The deal's been made. Deal has been made. Hands have been shook, and the PGA, the longest standing golf administration, has joined forces with LIV Golf.
The
sports washing.
The PGA is probably the pinnacle of golf.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to get a PGA card.
Yeah.
You want to be a PGA coach. But in terms of understanding this better, what's happened and why the outrage, I'm just going to play something.
Okay.
Okay.
After the arrest of the previous 2 years, this is huge news for the world of golf, with the PGA Tour, DP World Tour and Saudi-backed LIV Tour all combining their commercial businesses. The Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund will be the biggest funder, and it's still unclear how all three will work together. The announcement, though, does mean that players who left the PGA Tour, such as Phil Mickelson, can reapply for membership next year.
So that's what's happened.
Sure.
It's been a two-year thing. Jayshree, you don't follow golf, but happened?
But I'm learning.
So PGA Tour pinnacle, like I said, LIV Golf comes. They want to shake things up. They offer these like crazy amounts of money to get the best PGA players to LIV Golf.
Because
you want to start something, so you want the best. So they take Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson. I mean, in regions of $200 million
just to show up.
So it's like saying it's not the sport that wins at the end of the day; it's money.
Yeah,
100%.
The PGA were being lauded around the entire world of just standing firm. Because listen, it's very lucrative, and now. What the announcement yesterday, it's unreal. And the other big thing that I noticed yesterday, the reaction from the players. So the PGA players that were so vocal about this, Rory McIlroy, Mackenzie Hughes, and all those guys, were not even aware of this until it was published on Twitter.
Mm.
And that's we've lost the world of golf.
Sure.
We've lost the world of golf. Saudi Arabia is taking over sports. Darren, you spoke about sports washing earlier. We've seen what's happened with Karim Benzema in football. We saw what happened with Ronaldo. We've seen what's happening in some of the boxing matches. Even the UFC sometimes is going to Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
I mean, guys, I'm such a sports purist.
Yeah.
And this kind of stuff kills me.
Yeah.
It kills the
It's whoever, you know, the golden rule. Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
Yes.
And Saudi Arabia has all the gold. It's called black gold.
Yeah.
It's the oil, and it gives you another incentive. By the way, this is your incentive to break your addiction to fossil fuels. Get off the fossil fuels. Stop handing your cash over to people who don't care about your rights or human rights.
Yeah.
And so I mean that's if you want to if you're upset, drive electric. I don't know. It's the only thing I have right now.
And imagine we still believe in cancel culture. We'll be in trouble now because now they're together now, because I would have canceled Dustin Johnson.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like now it's, hey, guys.
It's tough to think.
Breakfast with Darren Maule on East Coast Radio.